right. So we're here with the warden of MRC Pontiac, Jane Toller. It came to light at the most recent Council of Mayors meeting that the Pontiac has one of the lowest vaccination rates in all of the province. Madam Toller, would you say that you're surprised by this statistic at all?
Well, not totally surprised, because this has happened before with other waves. We were told we were the lowest. And I think that there are some specific reasons. To begin with, we are spread out over a large territory. We have two pharmacies that are making a difference by providing vaccination locations. And I think particularly in the Mansfield area, people have really appreciated being able to go in, and probably Shawville as well. We have our vaccination center in Campbell's Bay. But the particular group of people that are lowest are ages 25 to 34. So this isn't a case of people who are not as mobile, or seniors who, you know, don't want to leave their homes. This is the age group we really need to encourage. And I think that these are the busy, they're busy, and perhaps have been living with the pandemic long enough. Even with Omicron, we know that the symptoms are mild. People aren't generally being hospitalized. And fortunately, even at our seniors at the Manoir Sacre Coeur here in Mansfield, no one has needed to be hospitalized. So thank heavens for that. I think that the statistics are meaning less and less. I've been told that even the updates for each municipality, it's very difficult for the CISO to determine accuracy. I also know that we have a lot of people living in the Pontiac who still have Ontario health cards. And with that, they can go across the border and get vaccinations there. I know up in Elena Kaywood that, and so that might have quite a few people in the Lillo's Allumette, Chichester, Sheenboro area. Then if you look at Danford Lake, Elena Kaywood, they use the CLSC up in Casabajua. So perhaps they're being counted in Valley de la Gatineau. So, I mean, statistics provide a purpose. It tells us we could be doing better. I have been doing whatever I can to encourage. But one thing that I think is proving true, that we get more with honey than vinegar. And what do I mean by that? I think a lot of the restrictions that the Premier has been introducing aren't necessarily applicable in the Pontiac. For example, to show a passport to go into a Costco or a Walmart, well, we don't have those stores here. And we know that people from the Pontiac can still go to Renfrew and to Pembroke and visit those stores. They're not being asked to show anything. I'm encouraged by one important factor, and this will be part of our strategy, which I'm already working on. Tomorrow, the CISO are having a meeting on this. I've requested four mobile clinics. Recently, in Rapide des Joachins, they have a population of maybe about 150 people. They had 80 people show up for the vaccination clinic. For vaccination clinics in the past, the CISO was not giving us enough time to properly advertise. And so what would happen is I'd get a phone call and I'd say, they would say, could you let such and such a municipality know, ask them to do their phone message, and we're doing it tomorrow. So we wouldn't get the greatest turnout. This time, we're going to announce to the mayors on the MRC website, on CHIP Radio in particular, newspapers if it can be worked out, and give at least 1 week's notice. And I'm asking for four. I may end up with only two, but I really think that the more convenient we make it for people to be able to get their vaccination, the more people will join in. We've learned that in Rapide, there were people lining up for their first vaccination. So maybe enough time has passed and people are starting to see all of these restrictions and they don't want to lose their freedom. So maybe also it's been long enough that no one has, you know, been dying from the vaccination. Mind you, it is still a bit of an experiment. It's sort of a risk that people have taken to have this vaccination. It hasn't been made mandatory. When something's not mandatory and it's left up to personal decision, you're never going to see 100% compliance. So my feeling is that Pontiac is no different from any every other region. It's just that the statistics may not be completely accurate, and all that we can do is encourage as many people as possible, because we do know one thing. With the introduction of that health tax, that is being directed at those who are sort of taxing the healthcare system, the ones that are ending up in the hospital. And I don't really know if it can be proven, but it would seem that the people who have become the most ill have not been vaccinated. I also would say, knowing that our base level of health is the lowest in the province, people already have respiratory problems or circulatory problems. So if they happen to get Omicron, it might not just be a mild symptom. So the best thing that we can hope for is to have an increase. I'm not proud of the fact that ours is the lowest, but I think that a lot of it has just been that the statistics may not be completely accurate, and we just need to encourage. At one point on Facebook, I asked people to reach out to their friends and their neighbors if they had been vaccinated and found it was a positive experience, to encourage others to do the same.
And so a lot of what you're saying there is that a lot of it comes down to convenience as well. And the age group that you're talking about here is the 25 to 35s, I believe you're...
25 to 34.
Okay. Those are likely going to be people that are either going to attending school or working outside of the region, right?
And so active.
In order to be able to get their vaccination, they might have to book on weekends or evenings and that kind of stuff. So
exactly.
In what ways, I guess, can we make it it'd be more convenient for people?
Well, you've just given me an idea. I think we could look at some evening clinics, because most of the vaccination time is sort of between 9 and 5. Maybe we could also advertise that we would have some evening clinics for people who work.
I know Mayor Spence there of Alamette Island at the last meeting there mentioned that the vaccination clinics being important for remote areas, especially given that we're such a large territory. And how much does it come down to knowledge about where these things are as well? It seemed like one of the mayors was confused about the location in pharmacies as well.
Yes.
So how much of a role does the MRC have to play in education about where and when these...
I think that we need to do a lot more. I think at this point, your radio station has been the most effective. But I think that the MRC Pontiac, we need to really be on the ball. And certainly the MRC is who, and the Council of Mayors are who, are asking for these mobile clinics. So as soon as we know where and when, we need to ensure it's on our website, on Facebook, in my warden's message. We just need to ensure that every municipality is advertising to the best of their ability, and it'd be really great to sort of set a record. I hope we can.